This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens, brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandysGrill.com.
Welcome back. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. And it is time for our guy, Mike Clemens, to join us. Right now.
Hey, Bruce, drops are an unofficial statistic, but there are a lot of national football stat websites out there that have the Bucs leading the league in drop passes this year. The living legend like Tom Brady throwing your backs, tight ends and receivers, the ball. Are you surprised there hasn't been more accountability among your players in catching more passes?
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats. I don't see us dropping the ball that much. I don't put any stock in it. Our guys can catch and we don't say shit about it.
Okay, so Bruce
there
Arians.
There he is. I like that's the Bruce Arians I like right there.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Makes up
about.
Stats. A drop ball is a drop ball, man. It's not.
Hey,
you
we
know,
talking to Mikey Clemens?
It's not like the stat war, like wins above replacement in baseball that they literally made up.
That mess.
A drop ball is a drop ball, Mike
he
Clemens.
You ain't got time for that mess, man.
You know, Bruce has got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, you'd think he would be excited to bring in Tom Brady, but what a bad year for Tom Brady to switch teams. After 20 years, and these guys go over and over again about, man, we lost the off season. We really could have used a preseason. We're sort of making it up as we go. And we got drop passes. We got a lot of injuries, which is something Brian Gutekunst predicted about mid-August. Like, it's good we're going to have these expanded practice squads because I think there's going to be a lot of injuries to start off this season. And then he's out there with second string, you know, guys that maybe he's had a cup of coffee with that are wide receivers, so you got the drop passes. And then these guys have got a lot of penalties, too. They got like 10 penalties a game. They had a lot of penalties against the Bears. So they lost to the Saints, then they won three in a row, and then they just couldn't get points up on the board against the Bears. They lost to Vita, their tremendous
Vita Vea.
Broken leg, man. O.J. Howard the week before that, and Gary's talked about, you know, in the last couple of years, maybe the Packers should have made a run at him at tight end, but he had that was an Achilles, I think, he had back in the end zone. So those are two key guys. They've got Rob Gronkowski. Byron Leftwich played quarterback for the Jags, a first-round pick around 05, 06, and after 2 or 3 years was a backup with the Falcons. And then he was actually Ben Roethlisberger's backup in Super Bowl 45 when the Packers beat him 10 years ago for the Super Bowl. So Byron is the offensive coordinator. And Bruce Arians brought him along with the Cardinals and then took him here to Tampa Bay. And now he's offensive coordinator. So they're talking about the running game to help out Tom Brady. But, you know, they got these two experienced veteran guys. You got Fournette and you got LeSean McCoy. And they're both limited in practice. So they've really been focusing on Ronald Jones, the draft pick from last year. They call him Rojo. And sometimes that you can see them get a running game going. And so Byron asked about what's the positive they got going on their offense.
I think it's really the physicality that we're playing with up front. I mean, our guys are playing extremely physical. They're getting the hat on the hat. They're getting to their guy. We're doing a really good job of getting to the second level of defenses. I think Rojo is doing a better job, too, of understanding where the ball needs to go and where we need to insert the ball. And that sometimes that takes time. And I think we've been doing a good job of that the past couple of weeks of getting Roe in position. Our guys up front being very physical, getting the hat on the hat, giving us open lanes so he could be able to run the ball.
You know, Mike, you know, the injury report just came out and I was perusing over it. And Kevin King is still, I mean, what's going on there with that?
I saw him on the sidelines in the Falcons game using one of these things that looks like a rolling pin. It's like a heater.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a hamstring. It turns out it's a quad.
It's a quad, okay.
He's on the right leg. Second day in a row he hasn't practiced. Now, I think you put 6'3" Kevin King on 6'5" Mike Evans, right?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to go, play.
Evans has got an ankle, but he was out there today. He sat out yesterday. He's limited today, but it looks like Mike Evans is going to go. So, you know, this is just – but they did put Jair on Julio Jones when he was out there for the first half. It's
right.
Just kind of a thing that you're looking for. And, you know, here's the thing, it's a little scary, is that you start looking when it comes to depth, and at first I would have thought if Kevin King is down, then you take Shannon Sullivan from nickel and you move him into corner, and he's pretty
speedy
and all that. I don't want to see Josh Jackson. And, you know, the other guy that they've got right behind him on the team depth chart for the Packers is Perry Nickerson. It's a guy who spent some time with the Jets and the Jags. He's got like 21 tackles in 2 years. And they signed. He showed up to Jacksonville in camp with COVID, missed the first 6 days, got through camp, got released after Labor Day, and that's the guy that they've got on the depth chart behind Kevin King, not necessarily Kadar Holman. I guess he's the backup on the other side.
Okay.
So that's the question. That's the question. And we asked Mike Pettine. I mean, if Kevin King can't go around, can you give us an idea what shifting around are you going to do to cover Mike Evans?
There's a variety of ways. I mean, it's if Kevin can't go, I mean, that can present a problem. And that's one of the reasons, you know, Mike Evans has been as good as he's been good, because he's that combination of, you know, this is a polished route runner, you know, who's smart, knows how to get open, has a great catch radius, the ability with the size to be able to go up and, you know, he could be double covered or he could have a guy hanging on him and he's still going to make a play. And I mean, Brady does a good job of that, of essentially, you know, throwing guys open. So, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge for us. I mean, this is a, you know, pretty deep receiving core. And it's, you know, whether Kevin plays or not, I mean, this is a huge challenge for us.
Yeah, I think he got to be careful with that. You don't want to tip how you're going to play with or without a guy, but it is what it is. I think the one thing about Aaron Rodgers, every time they ask him in the past, Mike, he always said these glowing things about Brady. And now I know the first question or a couple of questions they're going to ask Brady about Rodgers. Then you can see the love fest, because as Aaron says, we're not playing each other, technically.
Right. Well, and I'm a little guilty of that, because it was 2 years ago, we were up in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl, and it was Patriots against Eagles, and it's a Thursday afternoon, and there's Tom Brady sitting at a table talking for an hour. Just go up and chat with him. And so I I'm from Green Bay, I cover Packers, so, you know, what do you guys like about each other as friends? And, of course, we've seen Tom Brady hanging with Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews in years past, Randall Cobb, at the Derby, right, at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But this was an interesting story about the time, maybe the first time, that Tom Brady hooked up with Aaron Rodgers. And if I'm following the timeline, this is Aaron Rodgers saying, okay, I got my next deal coming up in Green Bay in a year or two. What do I need to do to position that? This is about the time that Aaron Rodgers started saying, long before he signed the contract. Remember when Aaron Rodgers said, I'd like to play till I'm 40? You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, he got together with Tom Brady, and Brady gave him all those, you know, TB12 tips before the book came out and everything. And Brady said, yeah, Aaron, I invite Aaron to my house in L.A., and the guy takes me out for a round of golf. Listen to this.
Well, he beat me on the golf course, which I didn't like. We played 9 holes of golf, and he made a putt at the end to win. So I was a little pissed about that. But, you know, I've always kind of followed him. You know, he went to Cal, it was right where I grew up, you know, followed his story, played against him in the preseason early in his career. And then, you know, he's just been a great player. So what's not to like about his game? And just when you're a quarterback, I think there's always mutual admiration because you appreciate, man, it's a tough job. And it's when guys do it at a high level year after year after year after year after year, that says a lot about how they think about the game, how they take care of themselves, how the organization feels about them, you know, how their teammates feel about him. He's just done an incredible job. So yeah, we had a chance to hang out and we were both in LA at the same time. And we've crossed paths plenty of times over the years, you know, always enjoy my time around him.
You know, we talk
still
about
trying to get him back on the golf course. So
yeah, good luck. You know, we talk about, you know, Brady being old and not knowing what down it is and all of that stuff. Rodgers isn't exactly a spring chicken either. Last year needed that thing on his wrist in order to kind of help him with the playbook and everything with LaFleur. Does he have it down now? I know he does, but does he have it now, Clemens?
The reason he has it is because LaFleur's got a 15-word play to call in, and that takes too long. So if LaFleur says 27, that saves you the 15 seconds of reading it a second time. If he just says 27, he looks on his arm, and then now Rodgers reads off the 15-word play, that saves you 15 seconds on the play clock and breaking the huddle. But, everyone is raving about how Rodgers is running this offense. He's admitted that, you know, these motions at times could be confusing. But this was a great question. When they're in two-minute offense, Aaron Rodgers is calling the plays. I mean, like Bart Starr, Johnny Unitas, he's calling the plays. And so we asked him, have you ever kind of gotten the LaFleur language mixed up with the old McCarthy language?
That's actually happened multiple times over the last couple of years. Usually in the 2 minute, the pass I had to Robert in the Lions game for the touchdown, I called that using the old terminology. I had a brain lock and could not get the way that we call that play now in this offense. Luckily, the two guys on that side of the field knew what I was talking about when I said trail bite instead of Joe Swirl. But I couldn't get it out. So, I mean, there's been a few of those moments the last couple of years, just the wires kind of get crossed so many years doing the same thing. I will say that, you know, one of the biggest things that's helped me this year is the formations becoming a lot more clear. You know, seeing that picture when you break the huddle is so important to putting a positive picture in your mind as you're walking towards the line of scrimmage for me in my process. And last year, I think there are a lot of times where it's just hard to see because it's so new and you're trying to translate from the old system to this system. So that's been, I think, one of the blessings in going through a full off season, being able to review the plays and streamline the installs the way we have. I'm definitely seeing it better, breaking the huddle, walking to the line of scrimmage.
Mike, real quick before we let you get going, I understand you're headed to Tampa and one-way flight.
Who told you, man? How'd you find that out?
I don't know. I read on your Facebook, Mike. It says you ain't coming back.
No, I got to come back. I got to come
okay.
back. I got bills to pay. But no, I you know, it's Brady and it's Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, when I booked this in April, I thought this is a game, man. This would be a big game. And I would have thought this thing would have subsided a little bit. But the fact is, right now, the way the numbers are with the COVID, Tampa Bay is safer than Green Bay. Right?
How crazy is that? Mike Clemens, thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Thanks,
there
Mike.
He is.
Appreciate
the Great Midwest
it,
Bank hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious,
Steve,
just breathe
good.
And let Great Midwest
Steve.
Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Thank you for saying I'm good, Gary. I'm also pretty good at picking
good.
Games right now. Go to radio.com/picks for your
Let's
chance to
there.
Play against me each and every week with the Rockin' Mortgage 2020 Pro Rockin' Football
Mortgage.
Pick'em. We're going to start a whole new thing tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show concerning this contest. I'm going to ask for Gary and Leroy's help on some stuff. No
okay,
point
yeah.
spreads, no lineups, and totally
fans.
Free to enter. Anybody can sign up. Is there cash? Yeah, absolutely. You sign up today, and there's $1,000 up for grabs every single week, a chance at $10,000 at the end of the year. Make your picks at radio.com/picks. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.